My name is Terry David Mulligan, and I didn't think it would happen like this. I thought it would be much grander. I thought I'd meet Elvis on a red carpet somewhere, or in Paris, or Madrid, just outside the bullfighting ring. But no, we found ourselves at the Red Door at Park Royal in West Vancouver. Hasn't the television show really been an opportunity for you to collaborate with many of those people that you've met along the way and admired?
I suppose it has, yeah. I hadn't really thought of it that way. It was an interesting opportunity to try and present some music and allowing people a little bit more breath to talk about what was on their mind and in their heart. And so I'm being sort of amazed by people's surprise at the content of the conversations, because I suppose musicians to talk among themselves are probably the way doctors do, or any True. Professional people like this all the time. It's just not invited onto television very often, because most of the programs that are supposedly about conversation are actually based around the personalities of comedians, and they're really ending up with a punchline. You know, it's a conversation which ends in a punchline, which usually reflects glory on the host, not on the guest. In very few instances does the guest prevail in chat shows. I mean, it's really, you know, the trade-off is that they come and banter with the host for the sake of plugging a new product, sure. And that's the reality of it. It's an entertainment, but its objectives are totally different, and I don't think ours are any more noble. We don't, because of the time scale between production of the episodes and broadcast of the episodes, our show is no use whatsoever in promoting new products, because there's a big time lag between the making and the showing of the shows.
But it does give us insight.
Well, I hope so. I hope that people. I just hope that, I don't know about insight. I just hope people enjoy the conversation, and obviously they're framed with these musical performances, which in many cases are unique because they're combinations of musicians that wouldn't otherwise play together. Even in the episode with Bruce Springsteen, you know, he brought two members of the E Street Band, but he's playing with my band, The Impostors, and we're singing together. And similarly, when Bono and Edge came, the first episode of the new season was, it was a meeting. It was like a meeting of two bands, you know, with the guitar player and singer, and meeting the rhythm section and the guitar and the keyboard player of another band. So that's, you know, makes it special. And other more intimate moments that I'm very fond of, and glad to have had the opportunity, is to put somebody like Jesse Winchester, who I've admired for nearly 40 years, and have him just completely stop the show, stop the audience in their tracks with the quietest of songs, and to have John Prine sing a 6.5 minute song, which would probably be, he'd be asked to cut it down if he did another show, you know. This is the show we can do that, and it's done now. I'm glad it's had an impact, and I think its second season is still to be aired on in Canada. It's presently on in the United States, and I have no idea whether any more will exist. I think it's probably a bit of a long shot given all the factors, but I'm really glad that we've done it. And of course, I did know a lot of the people personally, yeah. So that's one of the reasons perhaps why. And those that I didn't know, they knew that I did the same job as them, and I wasn't going to be trying to catch them out, trip them up in any way. I was mostly sympathetic to the idea that they all had their own view of music. It was probably different to mine, but we had some shared experience, and I'm able to put forward some of my own experiences. Sometimes people are a bit perplexed when I do that, as if I'm being madly egotistical in bringing myself into the show, but that's the reason why the show works as it does, because the person in the other chair knows that I have common experience, and sometimes it needs to be underlined.
Yes, that is the voice of Elvis Costello. We are at Red Door, Park Royal, in West Vancouver. My name is Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. By the way, did you watch your pal T-Bone Burnett at the Golden Globes last night?
I was cheering him on. I thought it was great that he won. I mean, the kind of ponderous, grandiose epics that normally come up for nomination in those beauty contests are pretty ghastly, and I was glad to hear a heartfelt composition win anyway, even if T-Bone hadn't had a hand in writing it. And I thought it was very appropriate and touching that Jeff Bridges gave his final remark to Stephen Bruton, great musician who collaborated with T-Bone's friend from early childhood, and they got to work together right at the end of Stephen's life.
Of the tunes that you've left us with to this date, to this point, which hit the pocket and you're most proud of?
I have no idea. I'm not a lot of help at these things. My mind goes blank. I can't even remember what I wrote. I don't have any particular sense of posterity, you know. I have no notion of what might stick around. I know which tunes are popular with the audience.
Which ones do they call out for?
It depends on which audience that is, you know. And I think people that know me a little bit, they know the same five or six songs from the early part of your career that make that first impression. There's nothing much you can do about that doesn't make them better songs. It's just the element of surprise, the sentiment that builds up around those memories, which I don't necessarily share because I was the practitioner. That isn't to say I don't enjoy playing some of those songs and some of the older songs. And when I hear songs by accident, if I hear the record of Watching the Detectives, I think that's a good record.
How has finding being swept off your feet by Diana Krall and then being a dad changed how you approach your music?
Say I swept her off of it. No, I think we swept each other. I don't know that it has. It gives you the desire to be alive a long time. Makes every show needs to count. Because I'm away from my family and I can't bear wasting the time.
That is the voice of Elvis Costello. You're listening to The Tasting Room. My name is Terry David Mulligan. I also do a food and wine show called Tasting Room Radio. It's great fun. I've made great friends through wine. I know that you no longer imbibe, and I think Diana still does.
No, I don't. I haven't. I appreciate the bouquet of wine when other people are enjoying it. I mean, I'll smell it. I'm not like kind of gulp it down and turn into a werewolf or anything. I just decided I'd drunk my share of wine and I didn't feel the need to do it anymore. And fortunate, I think, among my profession to have just stopped like one day and without any real hardship.
It's not like the social aspect went away. Still, when people open a bottle of wine...
I can appreciate if people are really in the grip of an addiction that they need to protect themselves from being around it. I'm perfectly fine around people who are drinking, and even if they get silly. I mean, obviously, the trouble, sometimes it's wrong to ascribe boring behavior to the people that are boring when they're drunk are usually boring when they're sober, you know. Yeah. They're boorish when they're drunk sometimes, in addition to being boring, you know.
Are you a foodie? You've toured the world. Do you have favorite places that you...
I don't really like that word foodie very much. It's like one of those ugly modern words like blog.
Ooh.
And there are places I like that I associate with, you know, that aren't really places that I play very much, but I like to visit. Like Italy is one of them. I don't play there that often, but I have friends that's a place, I suppose, one associates with, you know, a slower pace of, you know, you're not just grabbing a meal between work. You go out for the evening there. Yeah, you can do that any place, I suppose, but that's the one place that comes to mind, yeah.
This is Terry David Mulligan. I've been fortunate enough to find Elvis Costello at the Red Door in Park Royal, West Vancouver, and we're talking about his life and times and his music. You're spending time here now, Vancouver North. Do you find a nice comfort level of anonymity? Can you move amongst us?
Absolutely. I mean, I think people are very courteous and they are everywhere. I've never had any problem. People are always sort of like, well, you couldn't do that. I go, why wouldn't I be able to do it? I don't ever remember at any point in my career. It's been a curious sort of career where I've had a level of success which has just stayed this side of tolerable. I can't think of really any period where it was never like Hard Day's Night or anything. I was never chased down the road. I mean, sometimes people are a little bit overbearing when they come over. Most times people are just trying to say something sincere or ask you about something or pay you some compliment. You hope to be, in the most part, you know, sort of take it in the spirit it's intended. Obviously, if somebody comes up to you in your midst of, you know, juggling a three-year-old child that's wanting to go in a different direction, that can be an inappropriate, you know, people can't always see it. I don't really care for the spontaneous photographic experience that everybody seems to indulge in now with the phone camera. I mean, I think if you walked up to total strangers and did that to them, if they weren't in a line of work where they used to be, I think they'd find it kind of shocking, and that can be an imposition, you know. But that's a small thing, really. That's just people forgetting their manners momentarily. We've all done that as well, but just now we've got devices to help us do it. But it's not really like, it's not really what you'd call an intrusion or unbearable. It's just a mild irritation.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for your music. And we'll see you down the road.
Absolutely. Good to speak with you.
Yes, that is the voice of Elvis Costello. We are at Red Door Park Royal in West Vancouver. My name is Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio.